top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Friday, February 16th, in the headlines. Outspoken businessman Anderson Jolly suggests some current ideas lack creativity in the eyes of many, as having been surpassed by better and more innovative ones are deemed as outdated and less impactful.
5DA.com. Right on cue.
The Antigua government is considering implementing new legislation that would hold parents legally accountable for their children's violent actions in response to the alarming increase in violence in schools.
Top of the hour news.
And Donald Trump will become the first former U.S. president to face a criminal trial after a New York judge denied his request to dismiss an indictment for hush money paid to a porn star.
Right on cue.
The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Lemon.
Save up to 30% storewide. Now that's unbeatable value you will love. Find it only at Quartz. We've got the best range in appliances, electronics, furniture, and so much more. With the best quality and the best prices. Now that's a match you'll love. Get it today with no cash and pay over time. Only at Quartz. Bringing value home. Special conditions apply. Offer ends February 24, 2024.
According to businessman Anderson Jolly, Dominica is operating at a level 25 years behind where it should be, suggesting a substantial gap in terms of development and innovation. He believes that the ideas currently being circulated are not perceived as creative because they pale in comparison to past innovations and advancements. He argues that for the country to thrive and progress, it needs to prioritize forward thinking and innovative solutions that meet the needs of the present and anticipated future challenges.
I do understand how people feel. We do have ideas, but those are ideas of the past. I mean, we're really working 20, 25 years before where we're supposed to be. So really and truly, the ideas that people are seeing right now, they don't think they're creative because they've seen better and they've seen more. So we are working on things, but those things are probably a little too late. And these are things that our grandparents should have probably seen, if that makes any sense. Our grandparents should be seeing what's happening today, and then we should be seeing something totally new and something totally different. So that's the way that I would explain it. Not that they're seeing nothing at all or no creative ideas. It's just that those ideas are just not, they're not recent. They're not up to date.
Jolly elaborated on the challenges encountered in traveling to Dominica, citing air travel as a significant issue. He remarked that the number of arrivals to Dominica could have been twice as high if there were more affordable and accessible transportation options to get to the island.
Yeah, Carnival was good. It was good. There was some difficulty at first because there was a lot of trouble getting into Dominica. Flights were a problem for a lot of people. I think we could have doubled the amount of people that would have been here for Carnival. Really? Very easily. If we had better and cheaper access into Dominica. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You know, we had so many bookings. Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I see a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with Dominica. Nothing. Dominica is perfect. What is wrong with Dominica is that we have the politicians and the decision makers who's messed up Dominica and kept us in a position. But Dominica as an island and as a place is probably one of the most cherished places on earth. If you go out there and you ask people their opinion of Dominica, they're gonna tell you best island that I've ever been to. However, as I said, if you ask them a structure for doing business in the country, if you ask them a structure about our roads, access to our country, they're going to tell you, well, there's a lot of people who've probably made a mess out of it.
And that was businessman Anderson Jolly. During the Northeastern District Education Recognition Ceremony and dinner for retirees held last evening, Chief Education Officer Dr. Jeffrey Blaise emphasized the significance of acknowledging the efforts and contributions of individuals in the education sector. He lauded the support provided by the Northern Education District to the district effort, and noting that it greatly facilitates the work of the district education officer.
It's always very important to recognize the contribution of others towards the enterprise. Although many times we do it a little late, we do it upon retirement, we should be doing it all the time while in service, I must add, because as we just indicated, you never know when we'll be called home, and sometimes it's before we retire. So definitely we need to recognize the contribution of our staff members, our colleagues. I must first of all also record my appreciation for the work of the district management team in the various districts, not even only in the North, but it is ever all over closer than now. And the structure of district management is not a new one. It's one that has been in existence way back then. And the team is ready to provide the sort of support for the work in the district. And I think that you have a very good team. And a lot of work is being done in support of the district efforts, and it makes the work of the district education officer much easier, I must add, because when the tough decisions have to be taken, you can just say, well, the district team, you know, will take the decision, and so.
Dr. Blaise added that the district management committee not only aids in supporting the district's work, but also engages in collaborative decision-making processes.
It is a very important facility, and it not only supports the work, but it shares in the decision-making and the collaborative effort and so on. And it makes the participants and members feel that their contribution is better appreciated. So that is a very good facility. And so thanks to the district team and the work that you have done in the past, and the work that you continue to do to support the district. And thanks to Mr. Journalist leading the team in that respect. Tonight I was advised that we are recognizing a list of retirees. Mr. Journalist called the list and he told me it's on the podium, but I don't see it there. But yes, you're recognizing a group of principals, a good mix of principals and teachers. And as indicated, Mrs. Martin Kinger, Mrs. Sylvia Libra, Mr. Wendell Williams, Ms. Zilma Gordon, Mr. Terry Wallace, Mrs. Martha Osprey, and Ms. Moonlight London. And I think we have a few one present here, but also been recognized. And you would have noticed that we have a good spread. Education support officers, I worked very closely with Mrs. Nanton, and she's, I always say she's exemplary in that education to work.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Jeffrey Blaise. The aid bank convened its annual general meeting earlier today at the State House, during which the chairman of the bank's board of directors, Martin Charles, delivered a report. Charles highlighted that the period from 2022 leading into 2023 displayed noticeable indicators of economic reparation following the COVID-19 pandemic. He referenced the ECCB's annual economic and financial review, which revealed a 5.9% increase in economic activity in Dominica in 2022, with a positive trajectory towards pre-pandemic levels in 2023. Charles also pointed out various global factors that have contributed to the delays in economic activities.
The year 2022 into 2023 continued to show visible signs of economic recovery post the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on the ECCB's annual economic and financial review, economic activity in Dominica increased by 5.9% in 2022, with a positive outlook to pre-pandemic level in 2023. This performance was led by an upsurge in the tourism sector following prior year's decline, and expansion in activities in the productive sectors of manufacturing, agriculture, and transportation. Global indicators, however, continue to direct us to the presence of geopolitical factors, such as the war in Ukraine, slowing global economies, a surge in global commodity prices, and climate change risks. The Honorable Minister of Finance, Economic Development, Climate Resilience, and Social Security in his 2023-2024 National Budget Address underscored the call from the Honorable Prime Minister for a national reset in light of our present-day circumstances and the environment in which we operate. We are called to change the way we operate in order to sustain our investments and gains and to traverse through these global challenges.
Charles emphasized that the bank, a significant catalyst for economic advancement in Dominica, remains steadfast in its dedication to achieving the government's objectives by placing greater emphasis on the development of the productive sectors and sustainable growth.
The Aid Bank, a major driver of economic growth, continues to demonstrate its commitment towards government's objectives through greater focus on productive sector development and economic, financial, social, and environmental sustainability. In December 2021, the government of Dominica, through the Caribbean Development Bank, made available to the Aid Bank a line of credit valued at EC 27.8 million to provide support to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. I can report that at the end of June 30th, 2023, a total of 16.35 million or 58.58% of the amount has been committed to the productive sectors of agriculture, tourism, manufacturing, transportation, and services. We have seen the emergence of new businesses and the expansion of existing ones, which have created additional jobs and economic growth in the key sectors.
Chairman of Aid Bank Board of Directors Martin Charles, meantime Minister of State with responsibility for entrepreneurship and small business development, Darren Pienaar, has emphasized the pivotal role of micro, small, and medium enterprises in Dominica's economy. According to Pienaar, MSMEs are not merely businesses, but rather the lifeblood of the nation, making significant contribution to the country's gross domestic product, GDP. He highlighted that these enterprises are responsible for providing employment to over 15,000 individuals on a full-time basis, thereby not only generating income, but also offering various benefits to workers.
MSMEs in Dominica are more than just businesses. They are the lifeblood of our economy, contributing significantly to our gross domestic product. They are the embodiment of the Dominican spirit, accounting for employment of over 15,000 individuals on a full-time basis and providing not only income, but also pride and dignity to our workforce. I note that MSMEs operating on island are continuing to harness the opportunities provided through our government interventions. The credit facilities available at the Aid Bank are designed to help businesses expand operations, scale up, and achieve regional and global competitiveness within niche market segments. We are helping our small businesses owners to focus on innovation, enhance branding and labeling, and explore and the expansion of product lines and ranges. These facilities at the Aid Bank represent the government's commitment to improving access to finance at lower development interest rates rather than the prevailing market interest rates. This strategic approach is a testament to our dedication to fostering a robust and resilient environment where businesses can thrive.
Pienaar emphasized that the mission and vision of Aid Bank closely align with those of the government, aiming to foster sustainable economic growth and development by offering innovative and accessible financial solutions.
The vision and mission of the Aid Bank align seamlessly with our government's initiatives, which is to drive sustainable economic growth and development through the provision of innovative and affordable financing. We remain steadfast in our commitment to empower entrepreneurs, ensuring that they have the resources they need to contribute to the launch, including interest rates at a mere 3.5% per annum, and also having a reasonable grace period at the loan origination. This government's unwavering support for small businesses aims to stimulate growth in the local economy and open doors for entrepreneurs across the various sectors. It is not merely an investment in businesses, but an investment in the people and the future of Dominica.
And that was the Minister of State with Responsibility for Entrepreneurship and Small Business Development, Darren Pinada. The Electoral Reform Coalition extends sincere congratulations to Denison Kingdice Joseph on his major accomplishment of achieving his 10th Calypso Mona Crown at the Dominica Calypso Association Grand Finals competition on Saturday, 10 February 2024. This achievement by Kingdice, the first since the Calypso competition was introduced almost 70 years ago, can only be considered as exceptionally heroic and historic. Dice's talent in this art form is demonstrated with a high level of mastery, consistency, and professionalism. Dominica has witnessed the growth and maturity of Dice. The contribution of Pat Aaron as the songwriter for Kingdice must be recognized, and these two gentlemen must be awarded the national accolades that they both deserve. In this regard, the ERC will recommend Pat Aaron and Kingdice to be awarded at the Independence Celebrations of 2024. In recognition of Kingdice's contribution to the development of the Calypso art form, his tenacity, unapologetic boldness in confronting the ills of society, and to challenge those in echelons of power in Dominica, the ERC will collaborate with MassCharm in ensuring that the message from Dice's Calypsos reach every corner of Dominica and the region in the upcoming months. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website at www.q95da.com. In other news, the government is contemplating a new law that would make parents criminally responsible for their children's violent behavior. This is a response to the alarming increase in violence within schools in Antigua. The Attorney General and Public Safety Minister, Honorable Sir Stedroy Benjamin, has highlighted the urgency of addressing this issue, emphasizing that parents who knowingly allow their children to possess implements that can cause harm or damage to others will be held liable if no action is taken to remove these items. The proposed legislation aims to tackle the root causes of violence by ensuring that parents are actively involved in preventing their children from engaging in harmful behavior. By holding parents accountable, and the government hopes to create a safer environment in schools and communities. The move has sparked debate, with some arguing that parents should not be held responsible for their children's actions. However, supporters of the law argue that parents play a crucial role in shaping their children's behavior and should be held accountable if they fail to fulfill their responsibilities. The government is expected to finalize details of the legislation in the coming months, with the aim of implementing it as soon as possible. And former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to face trial on criminal charges, making him the first ex-president to do so. The charges stem from hush money payments made to a porn star. Justice Juan Merchan's decision during a continuous hearing in Manhattan indicates that Trump will face trial in at least one of the four criminal cases he is confronting.
Donald Trump will become the first former U.S. president to face a criminal trial, which a judge on Thursday set for March 25th. The New York judge denied Trump's request to dismiss an indictment stemming from hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Ahead of Thursday's hearing, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination repeated his claims that the case is politically motivated.
They wouldn't have brought this except for the fact, no way, except for the fact I'm running for president and doing well.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, a Democrat. The 34-count indictment accuses Trump of falsifying business records to cover up the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. The payment was made by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen to prevent Daniels from publicly speaking ahead of the 2016 election about a sexual encounter she had said she had with Trump a decade earlier. Trump has denied this occurred. Cohen pleaded guilty in 2018 to violating federal campaign finance laws. This will be the first of what could end up being four criminal trials Trump faces. Former federal prosecutor and McCarter & English Newark office managing partner Robert Mintz said it could be the toughest one for prosecutors to win.
There's no question that from a legal perspective, this case was the worst case scenario for prosecutors to go first because it's built on a legal foundation that is largely untested. Essentially, what the Manhattan DA did is it turned what is a misdemeanor business records violation into a felony by alleging that the business records were falsified in order to conceal another crime. Now, the linchpin to that is that the other crime was a federal campaign law violation, and that theory has never been tested by any court of appeals in the state of New York to date.
Even if Trump is convicted, Mintz said it was unlikely he would serve any jail time as a first-time offender. Trump will be required to attend the trial every day and said he will have to campaign in the evenings as a likely November election matchup with Democratic President Joe Biden approaches. The judge said the trial could last 5 or 6 weeks, ending in late April or early May. Trump's lawyer told the judge during the hearing that it would not be fair for him to stand trial while running for president. The judge responded, quote, "That's not a legal argument. I'll see you on March 25th.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Outspoken businessman Anderson Jolly suggests some current ideas lack creativity in the eyes of many as having been surpassed by better and more innovative ones and are deemed as outdated and less impactful. Q95D. The Antigua government is considering implementing new legislation that would hold parents legally accountable for their children's violent actions in response to the alarming increase in violence in schools. And Donald Trump will become the first former U.S. president to face a criminal trial after a New York judge denied his request to dismiss an indictment for hush money paid to a porn star. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Phyllis Environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.